Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
And welcome back to the NutraMedical Report. We have one of our most amazing prophetic scholars, Jonathan Gray, who has his website, beforeus.com. He has amazing amount of video material we put out together on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Patreon, Spreaker. And you need to see that video material. You need to also purchase his books, often e-books of so many types, as well as videos that you have put out there. I think the last big set was a set of, I think, four or five videos, plus many e-books as well. And that latest one was, what was the title of that e-book series that you have written to people's
The Vatican, Islam, and Jerusalem.
That's the last big set. Are you working on any new projects, Jonathan?
Yes, actually. We've just released one called Modern Miracles, a set of five DVDs on what's happening in the world today from our Creator's standpoint, how He's intervening in people's lives and working miracles today. Not the miracles of the kind like weeping statues, but the fact of saving people's lives, delivering them in biblical scale miracles like it used to be in the past. He's still doing it today.
Right, and in fact, we saw some of those in our videos we talked about, where he's actually going to Muslim countries where a regular missionary couldn't possibly go, or they get beheaded or tortured to death. So, you know, Jesus says, hey, if you can't do it, I'll show up. God's going to go there, and you can't kill God.
So that is right.
It's amazing to me. It's like, Jesus, God is on the throne, and He's not nervous, and He's the King of all nature and all things that ever was and will be. So, what do you think? You're at a distance now, New Zealand. You're at, we call, Apocalypse, or Northern Ireland. I think you're in a little beautiful town. What's your town called down there?
The town is called Thames, the same spelling as the River Thames in England.
Right. Now, the Northern Ireland is getting so popular, people like the new Prime Minister of New Zealand, the state, he doesn't want non-New Zealanders to buy land, but Peter Thiel bought it before this happened a few years ago. He bought a huge facility for like $10.5 million there, and of course, the canned term now called Apocalypse Island is coming around the world. People are, even when people are like Peter Thiel's a billionaire, he's very involved with Stripe and the blockchain and the artificial intelligence communities that are being built up now. And I want to eventually get back to the stuff, but I'd like to open it up that people need to realize, even people that are non-Christians are realizing really bad things are happening. And the world is teetering on the edge of geopolitical, financial, and military war. It's teetering on a form of apostasy with the Vatican and the Catholic and Christian churches and Islam that's really getting bad. Even this guy, Adnan Oktar, who claims to be the Mahdi, we talked about this the other day with Derek P. Gilbert. We did it also on the show, but also in video. And these different mountains in Turkey, the mountains of Muhammad, etc., people need to understand what's going on is very, very evil. It's very ancient, and it's culminating in our day. What would you have to say about the current situation with the sexual impropriety going not only through Hollywood, but other media, like major media people being taken down, Even, you know, Mr. Franken, who, by the way, they call him Frankenstein, Donald Trump did. But he's not just a groping this fellow radio broadcaster. He's well known in the community as a major pedophile. And we look at John Podesta, the campaign manager for Hillary Clinton, and some of their they call it the burning of death or something, some of the horrific demonic ceremony they were going to, this literally party where someone lays in a coffin with blood on them. And they do all these really bizarre things, and people don't understand. This is right out of the pit of hell, isn't it?
Oh, yes, absolutely. It's getting worse.
Right, and it's not theoretical, so... Well, I don't know what they're going to do. Now they got this guy Conyers, who's been a congressman since 1960, 59 years. I think 57 years. And so what happened is he's now being charged. We've got Frank and we've got other people in the media. And to me, the charges against Roy Moore are ridiculous. First off, I don't see anything wrong with a 32-year-old man dating a 17, 18, 19-year-old girl when the mothers approve it because they think he's good husband material. I don't believe the statement about the 14-year-old at all. I think it's a bold-faced lie. And there's so many anomalies about the signatures and so on. These people are being brought out by Jeff Bezos from Amazon, which is the biggest corporation. He's a anti-Christian Trump hater. And other parties, for example, like George Soros, who just had a meeting here last week in Carlsbad, no more than 20 miles from where I live, with $18 billion taken out of his own into his own foundations to put into the plot to take down Trump and to take down the West. He's worked with the CIA in the past, the George Soros societies, to cause changes in Europe and around the world. What do you think of this Roy Moore situation? Where do you think this is going to go? Because I'm really hoping that he's not just going to spare the two turkeys at the Willard Hotel. He's going to spare Roy Moore and the public from not ending abortion, because if Roy Moore gets in and votes for Supreme Court justices and we get the tax bill, we're going to end abortion in America, aren't we?
Well, we'll see what happens in America. Just a few days ago in Australia, and this may be of interest to the people in America because the same thing's going on over your way, Dr. Bill.
Absolutely.
There was a majority vote. It was put to all the households in Australia, and in almost 2-1 in favour of legalising same-sex marriages.
You're kidding.
Now, they have what they call the LGBT movement, which stands for... lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender. So it showed that Australia is catching up with other major Western countries. But, Bill, there's several things that impressed my thoughts as a result of this. The first, and probably the most important message which struck in my mind, was the fact that we continue to live and plan our lives in an ordinary way whilst being blind to subtle changes taking place all around us.
Right.
And changes that shake our commitment to our Creator.
Right.
Now, a couple of interesting messages came flooding into my mind like a tsunami. And my thoughts were directed back to two major events in Earth's history. The flood of Noah and Joseph, son of Jacob. Now, the depth to which these people are going is astounding. And if we earnestly study the Bible, answers are there, warnings there, and promises there. Now, taking the end of Noah's flood, God set a rainbow in the sky as a covenant or promise, and the rainbow, incidentally, has seven colours, and God loves sevens. But that's another subject. But notice something about this. The rainbow God set in the sky was a symbol of a promise given, and Noah and his family came out of the darkness into the light of a new world. A new beginning. Now, in Joseph's case, he was given a coat of many colours by his father Jacob.
Right.
Now, we don't know the full reason why Jacob made that for him, or what impressed him to make it, or do we? I think the Bible gives us a little insight. But as we dig deeper, you know, the Bible's like an onion. It has layers under layers of messages. And the more layers you work through, the stronger the taste, you might say. Now, when Joseph, son of Jacob, was given that coat of many colours, he was used by God to bring a new beginning to his people. Now, the Bible doesn't actually say that Joseph's coat had the seven colours of the rainbow, but it makes certain perfect sense if it did, and it would not be surprising if it did. Could it be that God was telling Jacob that his son Joseph will one day become the deliverer of his people in that time of famine? That Joseph will be the one that God will use to bring hope, a new start for his people? Now, we might ask, what has this got to do with the LGBT movement? Well, the rainbow and its seven colours. What they have done is they have set up the rainbow as their sign, which is a direct abuse and mockery against God's symbol of peace and promise. Now, Satan always counterfeits what is good from God.
Right, exactly.
And the symbol that was chosen to identify the LGBT movement was a flag with all the colours of the rainbow. But now, instead of seven on their flag, they've made it six, a six-coloured flag.
Oh, really?
And I'll explain the significance of that in a moment. I hear the breakers coming on.
Absolutely, that's amazing information. Remember, there's always symbology tied to the eschatology, isn't there?
Well, there is.
Yeah. When we come back, we'll understand how this is all tied to the sexual impropriety scandals through Hollywood, through media, RBN, NBC, etc. With Charlie Rose, etc., we'll talk about that.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you have the...
with Jonathan. Jonathan, you had a comment that I want you to continue on your thought pattern so we won't interrupt that. Go ahead.
Okay. Now, the rainbow God set in the sky was a symbol of a new beginning and a promise of a new world. And Joseph's coat of many colours, which may have also been a rainbow, we're not told, but it would make sense if it was a prediction of the fact that he was going to bring hope, a new start to his people also. Now, I did ask just before the break, Dr. Bill, what does this have to do with the LGBT movement?
Right.
Well, the rainbow has been taken as their flag. And this is a mockery against God's symbol, and I'll explain why. Now, their flag, with all the colours of the rainbow, at first, they've cut it down from the seven colours down to six. Now, that has significance.
Which colour did they remove, by the way?
They removed the pink.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And they merged that in with the... The reason they gave was that the pink dye for flags was prohibitively expensive.
Yeah, so, I think that's a lie. You know the reason why? They remove the pink, and I'll give you a kind of a biochemical medical reason. The only color that's prevalent in utero, if you're in utero, is Baker Miller pink. So the baby sees continuously while the mother's in a lighted environment is pink.
Isn't that interesting?
So in other words, the color, it's the color that the fetus sees in utero.
Oh, well, that's interesting.
Yeah, so it might have something to do with abortion, because remember, these so-called sexually perverted groups all support abortion, whether it's gay, lesbian, transgender, whatever. They all support abortion or weird genetic engineering. Do you know you can go in the last year, you can go for a punch biopsy and convert a male or female, your punch and male especially, you can convert that punch biopsy to ova or sperm in a laboratory. So you can take a punch biopsy of a male and you can create female ova and you can create sperm from that punch biopsy. Did you know that?
How about that?
Isn't that disgusting? And people don't understand that we're on the edge of the end of the human race. That's why all the movies coming out, like the Justice League I saw with my daughter last Friday, is all based on waiting for the Ubermensch. Literally the nightmare that plagued Adolf Hitler is here. We're right on the edge of actually the arrival of the Ubermensch.
Well, now, okay, what we have now is a six-colored flag. And while the rest of the colors seem okay... Just let's go and read what your Bible says and pray and pray and pray about it some more and a lot more. And Jesus said, seek and you'll find. And there's something here that has come to me as I was searching. The two most common phrases spoken by those involved in the movement, which we know, we shorten it down to the LGBT, we've explained what that means. The two most common phrases spoken by these involved in the movement are these. we have come out of the darkness into the light. Now that that's a parody of the coming out of the, of Noah and seeing the rainbow. The other statement they love to say is we rejoice in the beginning of a new era. Once again, this is a parody on the two biblical events.
Right.
And incidentally, the flag symbol has been condensed down to six colors. Now, seven is God's number. Right through the Bible, it's sevens. The whole of the Scripture, North, New, Old Testament and New, is based upon sevens. Seven this, seven that, seven that. Seven is a symbol of perfection and holiness. And
so, so the seven is to say also the 6 days God labored and the seventh day to rest. And be able to rest. And by the way, resting means a relationship with God, which the Pope and these new apostate Christians believe in the same gospel now, which means you can't have a relationship with God, and that's the only thing God wants. You can't make yourself better. Only God can make you better. And in fact, these seven colors, I'm sure, deal with the fact that God is the God over the stages of humanity and the days of the week and everything else, including the eons of man's secular empire, which is why the seventh empire, the seventh or the last 1,000 years, is called the Sabbath rest of the Most High God. And that's where we are. We're in the threshold of the seven. So what they've done is said, no, we just want the six, which is the rule of Satan over mankind for those six eons. And it's about to end, and this is what they're really doing. I think the six colors indicates they want Satan to rule over, the king of the power of the air, the god King Kronos, otherwise known as Satan. The king of time is Lucifer.
Oh, you put that so well, Bill. Now, yes, and the six colors instead of God's seven. The seventh day is God's day. The first 6 days are man's days. We do what we like on those days, so long as we have a relationship with him, but the seventh day is his holy special day.
Yeah, but the 6 days
now,
are the days of Satan.
The Bible number?
Satan is the king of the power of the air. He's the king of this earth. That's why when he was taken above the temple by Jesus, he said, if you will simply worship me, I'll give you all these kingdoms. And he was presenting them to Yeshua HaMashiach, the Father in the flesh, Jesus Christ. And the problem people don't understand, Satan wasn't lying when he said this, was he? Because otherwise God would rebuke him, but he told him the truth, didn't he?
He told him the truth. And what's the Bible number of man under the control of Satan, man in sin? Six. And the man of sin, who's spoken of in the Bible, the Antichrist, his number is 666. So here we have the gay movement, transgender, bisexual, lesbian, gay movement, making six their number, and making it as a laughing stock of God's flag, which is based on seven, and saying the same thing. Our rainbow represents a new beginning, coming out of darkness into light. If you take God's way, you're in darkness. Take our way, you're in light. This is a new beginning we're going to give to the world in the new world order. So you can wrap it all together.
Wow. That's amazing. I'm going to give a little biological dissertation here. I want to give a little biological dissertation that will mesh with this. Men and women are different. My little granddaughter, Matilda, is coming down here. She's going to be 3 in April 2nd. And as a 2.5-year-old, when she came over the summer to visit us, she's got the mental age of a 5 or 6-year-old girl or boy. She's really smart. But little girls, no matter whether they're average or not, they're socially years ahead of boys. It's my personal viewpoint that by grade 6, girls and boys should not be in the same classrooms. Classrooms are designed for girls that are more calm or more sequential and so on. So that's why they prosper better in our current school system, which is based on the German school system, based on the sequential movement of desks and so on. Boys learn by doing. Boys learn differently. Their brain even myelinates at a different rate. So the average girl of 12, 13, and 14 is of the same mental age as a boy, say, 19, 20, 21. So I don't think that girls can give consent to sex at 12, 13, 14, 15, but I think they can consent to marriage at 16, 17, and 18 because they're of the mental age of a 25 to 30-year-old male. So all the accusations against Roy Moore, this is the opening that's created all the sexual perversion, because women, historically, in societies all over the world, were marrying in their late teens, say 16 to 19, 20. To men, they're often in their mid-20s where they had a home, they had a job, because before credit cards and all kinds of free money and social services, if you didn't marry a man that had a career or a home or a place to eat or live, you died. And you weren't going to give your body over to get pregnant, because if you got, man has just a little plot of sperm to lose, but the woman could lose her life if she has a complicated pregnancy, which is why the banks wouldn't loan the money. If we exclude the denial by Rohrmoor of having any kind of encounter with the 14-year-old, which, by the way, didn't include sex, we exclude that because he's completely denied it. And he had permission with the mothers because he was marriageable material at 17, 18, and 19-year-olds when he came back from military service. And by the way, remember, he fought in a war. He went to the military academy. He was a DA, an attorney, and an assistant DA at his age. So he was marriageable material. And his townie was a local hero. So do you not think a 17, 18, 19-year-old girl who, by the way, is looking for a man to be her husband, wants to have a family, wants to know that he can supply in a career? For example, at the time, back in the early 80s, this is before the credit cards took off like a rocket, and everybody had free money, and Social Security was going to provide them everything. People don't realize that the government entering, for example, the black community here in America and the poor communities have paid women to be single. And you see some of these predatory black males, for example, they might have 20 children or more, and they're in prison getting honor payments from the mother, who's cutting a portion of their Social Security check to the dad for payments back to the dad. This is part of their culture now. But 70 years ago, black communities that were Christian in America had the best families. They would never permit a daughter to date a man unless he had a career or a job back in, say, the 1920s. If you didn't have a job, and this is what society was, traditional society, girls had to have the boy had to have permission from the mother, at least, or the parents, in order to date a girl, and he had to have a career, a job, and ability to support a family, because as soon as the woman committed to a relationship, which eventually resulted in marriage and pregnancy, she wanted her children to have support, otherwise they starved to death. And of course, society and government's interference has opened the chink up with Social Security to create the situation that allows gay, lesbian, and bisexual and all the other perversions, because, number one, they don't separate boys and girls, so boys are encouraged to have sex as teenagers, which is evil. And girls are trading their sexuality and often having abortions, which hardens them so they can't even form a permanent relationship with their husband or their children. And we know this is a fact. I helped for years, my wife did, for post-abortion counseling, and I can tell you, as a doctor of 40 years, this is a biological fact that's not being treated. So all the relationships of late teens that Roy Moore had were totally biologically normal, and he had always had the permission of the mother. So when I hear this, I'm thinking, this is why he's pro-life. This is why he stands for traditional relationships, which means girls in their late teens are perfectly capable of making a permanent commitment to be married. And that, even if it was a courtship for a year or two without sex, this is what women want. They do not want to pass over their body to a man to have sex that puts them in the danger of a pregnancy that could kill them. You know, people need to understand this. My wife's grandmother died in childbirth. She bled to death. I know, as a doctor, I've seen complications. It's a dangerous thing to get pregnant, isn't it?
Well, there's lots of dangers involved.
No, yes. It's unbelievably dangerous. You know, when women go through pregnancy, people don't realize you can have a baby caught in the outlet, you can get placenta previa, you can get all kinds of horrifying things happen. And if you don't have a surgical presence of a proper doctor around or midwife to make sure they know what to do, you're dead. You die really quick because you can bleed out so quickly, it's ridiculous. So what I see is the reason why all these perversions happen is we violated the laws of separating boys and girls in their middle years of school and technical training. We put boys and girls beside each other when they learn at different rates and different methods. So boys sequentially fail more in high school and in university because they don't learn the same way as girls. They put boys and girls together, which allows them to have sex that causes abortions, which hardens women and makes them perverted. So some of these women are so hardened by having bad relationships with predatory boys that just want sex before, say, 21, 22. These women become lesbians. They become transgender boys because they're so perverted by the sexual perversions of our day, and then, of course, our diet, our toxins, and our environment are feminizing. All of the biotoxins or halides, chloride, fluoride, and bromide attach to the female receptor and feminize males, including the neural pathways in their brain, even in utero and post-utero. So everything we do, including especially government interference, has opened the door and the gate for perversion. In fact, everything that Roy Moore did, if 17, 18, 19-year-olds are getting permission of the mother and the mother's pleased that they, maybe their daughter will marry this hero, the local hero, is to me totally normal. And the fact that they're attacking him is the indication they don't want normal families. They don't want men to be providers and covering. In fact, this is something that women don't understand, mostly, that men don't want love first. They want respect. And respect means they want the man wants to know if the woman considers the husband to be covering, the protector, the supplier, even if they put themselves in physical danger. If they're a logger or a military person or a policeman, the man will put himself in grave danger to receive the respect not only of their wife, but their community and their nation, which is why men will go to war, do dangerous jobs like working on oil rigs, do jobs that really are pretty horrendous or crazy, because men want to have respect. And when they receive respect, they will accept nurturing love, but they won't if they don't get respect first. But women want love first, and then they want respect because they're the nurturer that makes the home. That's why middle managers and corporations are bestly women. But they're never the best leaders. Look at Hillary Clinton. Emotionality always rules over their logic. And that's why women leaders like Angela Merkel, who is supposedly a very brilliant lady, she's a nuclear physicist, but look what her emotions led her to bring in more than a million Muslims into Germany, and now she can't even form a government because her emotionality always rules over her logic. And this is not a stupid woman. We're talking about a genius-level woman whose father was a pastor in East Germany. The thing is, women don't make good leaders because emotionality almost always rules over, even if they're geniuses, their logic. And it's the exact opposite for men. Men are not as good middle managers. They're fantastic leaders like Donald Trump, because just like his daughter, Ivanka, she's firing off all kinds of stupid comments about how terrible Roy Moore is. She has no right to be opening her mouth. She's actually trying to steer the campaign against the agenda of her father. And if America doesn't come back, nations like New Zealand, Australia, Europe, etc., they're toast. Because if America falls, it's a doorstop to Satan taking over the whole damn planet. And it all comes down to the very same reasons why Judge Roy Moore is not only right, he's pro-life, he's pro-gun, he's pro-constitution, he's pro-God. In fact, he's been fired so many times and persecuted because he puts God first, which is why they're terrified, Mitch McConnell and these other monsters, to have someone that can't be bought out. He's not going to be a swamp monster. And the real issue came down to one simple thing. He dated late teenagers because he was looking for a wife. And a year later, he found one and he stuck with her. And he's been a faithful man. He has one daughter and five granddaughters. This is a man's man, isn't he?
Well, you were closer to that situation than I am.
But I'm telling you, the reason why we've created this is because we've perverted normal female and male relationships. Men and women shouldn't go to school in middle school or high school together, or even university. They should be separated. Number two, women should be courted in their late teen years, 16, 17, 18, by men who have substance and have a degree or training or actually have a way of supporting them. So the government doesn't have to support them. Part of the reason why the Western nations are going bankrupt is supporting single or displaced women. 85% of blacks right now in America are single women. 70% of whites now are quickly approaching that, and of Hispanics, and 50 to 60% now of whites. The child's born with a broken relationship with parents that aren't even married, or if they're married, it's temporary. And the reason is social services and the government interference in human relationships that open up the door to perversion, gay, lesbian, and transgenderism. It's all a result of interfering with normal human relationships between women who are way socially more advanced than men, and men who want to have respect because they provide for a woman when they get to their mid-20s and beyond. That's the problem, isn't it?
Well, I believe what you've summed it up very nicely, Dr. Bill.
And it's disturbing. Go ahead.
It reminds me of the book of Genesis. Now, the book of Genesis is the beginning of history, and the book of Revelation for our day is the end times of history where we are. And as it began, so it will end. Back there, before the flood of Noah, which wiped out the world, you had all flesh was perverted. The scripture is very clear on that. sexual perversion was paramount. Everything was going wrong because they were turned away from the laws of their creator, and now they wanted to do things their own way and not take note. Today, most people won't want to listen to what you're saying, but what you're saying is absolute truth.
God did not sanctify the church as holy. He only sanctified one institution, marriage, as holy, didn't he? Only
he did.
Marriage. People don't know that, do they? And welcome back. So, there's the biology. Roy Moore actually demonstrates normal human behavior, checking with the mother, dating late teenagers when he started. A year after he dated these teenagers, by the way, he found the lady he wanted to be his wife forever. He's been faithful for a long time, 38 years? He's had one daughter and five granddaughters. This is a man's man. This is not a pervert. This is not, you know, Al Franken, you know, pervertly groping a woman with her, you know, vest on and so on while she's asleep in an aircraft, or doing pedophilic things like, you know, John Podesta, or doing the burning of care kind of ceremonies that they do at Bohemian Grove, and sacrificing children of various types, black, white, etc. People don't know just how horrendous it is. I have lots of contacts inside Bohemian Grove and elsewhere in the government, and pedophilia is rampant. They've actually arrested here in America 7,500 people already, and they're working up the chain all the way to Podesta and Clinton. All of this happens because of government interfering in human biology. That's what the problem is. You know, it's amazing to me. It's actually so simple that the most sacred institution, how God set it up, is being violated by so-called government and by uber globalists, and they're actually trying to get rid of not only the human fetus, but in fact, most people don't realize this. At some point in the not-too-distant future, they'll get rid of the idea of even needing women to have pregnancies. You know the research at George Washington University and the University of Palma in Milan, Italy, were doing work on artificial uteri as early as the 1970s. I presented my papers, two papers, to the Royal Commission on New Reproductive Health Care in 1992, which are still in the National Registry, on fetal tissue transplantation for Parkinson's disease with a diencephalon and diabetes, etc., and also research on sex-selected abortion and what they're doing with artificial uteri. And the Vatican at that time banned the research they were doing there, but they continued in America, not only at Georgetown University, but also underground facilities. So people need to realize they're actually building super soldiers from genetic engineering, and what they wanted me to do in 1978 with Dr. Wallace Tortola at UCLA, which I turned down. I was going to be the scientist working on a PhD neuroscience degree, as well as my residency in neurology, and the World MS Tissue Brain Repository Bank and Microscopy Lab, but also with DARPA, building super soldiers with female fetuses with horizontally inserted DNA and magnetronic helmets to convert the thought to bidirectional consciousness for creating a swarm of super soldier cyborg female robots. If you think this is all sci-fi, you're an idiot. I have all the tech data. I can tell you the equipment list I need in order to do it. So I'm not making this up. And it all comes out of one simple thing. Our society and our governments have interfered with normal sexual and behavioral patterns between men and women. That's why we have this perversion. That's why we have the attacks against Donald Trump and against Roy Moore, who is a normal man. It's just amazing, isn't it?
Well, anything that's normal becomes anathema in their eyes.
Right. Now, where is this all going? Well, you know, as I mentioned, you get a punch biopsy and create ovum sperm. In the not-too-distant future, the idea of artificial uteri, and you'll have to be licensed. In fact, it'll be against the law if the Vatican and Agenda 2030, people don't know what's in Agenda 2030, read it and weep. Agenda 2030 follows Agenda 21, which is population reduction, and Vision 2050. Have you heard of that one, Vision 2050? If you actually look at these documents, well, you can look at yourself. I tell people, don't believe anything that knucklehead Dr. Deagle, because he's a psychotic maniac. He's an egomaniac. No, I'm not. I'm smart and talented because I've served the Most High God, and my talents, like my ancestor Moshe, in a sense, think of me as a modern Moses. I'm trying to help you with co-prophets like Jonathan Gray and others, like Dr. Bob Thiel and many others, like Derek P. Gilbert, to tell you the truth because we are in the spasms, the birth pangs of the time of the end. This, the fact that all this is sweeping through Hollywood and the multimedia and our houses of Congress, they pay off all these women that get abused. I mean, I heard one story of one intern that went into, you know, that when Joe Biden would go into a hot tub or pool, he'd have a Secret Service agent and he was always naked. I mean, this is pedophile Joe Biden and he wants to run for president in 2020. This is craziness. And what people don't understand is they want to eventually outlaw wild reproduction and have you go do a birthing ceremony with an artificial uterus, delivering your baby after they're genetically screened to make sure there's no gene complexes will make them try to fight against the state. You know they can actually screen for specific gene complexes, like the God gene that regulates the NMDA receptor? I got all the background classified information on it. You know they actually can screen you on your polar body to determine that your fetus is not going to have genes that will fight against or not form part of the resistance? They can do it now. This is not a future thing. They can do it now. People don't know, do they?
It's so evil. Yes.
It's so damned evil. And people think, well, Dr. Dingo, you're making this up. You're making it up because you want to be entertaining. No, I don't. This makes my guts writhe. It makes me grieve for all my brothers and sisters in the world that aren't going to make it to heaven. And there's nicer people than me, a lot nicer, but I serve the Most High God. I call myself a warthog for God because I've done some really bad things. I even got visited by the Pindar because my skill sets were like Anakin Skywalker. I could have become a real top-notch evil bastard. But without the grace of the Most High God and the covering blood, believe me, when I confronted a man in Des Moines, Iowa, after my five-hour talk, plus, he came up and he was a big 6'7" guy with a red lumberjack jacket, and he says, "Help, say, pray for me, Dr. Deagle." And I had a whole lineup of people. I put hands on and pray for them, and I give them a prophetic warning, each one. And after I did, all of a sudden, there was a chorus of really deep voices. You know, and they started cursing, like, you know, curse words, even if you're a pipe fitter and hurt yourself with a torch, you would never hear. And the men pinned him to the ground. He's bucking and jumping, and you can hear this chorus of deep voices coming out of him, just like out of the pit of hell. And after about 20 minutes, and I had people all around me asking questions, they said, "Get over here, Deagle." I said, "God, I don't know what to do." And God said, "I know." So I got my fingers turned in, so I didn't want to get a finger bitten off by this maniac. And I start praying, and eventually I was getting tired trying to hold his head as he's writhing around trying to see if he could bite a finger. Or, because he would have bit a finger off. He's snarling and spitting and cursing. And I said, "God, help me." "Good. You're out of the way now, Deagle. I'll tell you. Tell him who he is in my kingdom, and he'll leave." And the first thing that this thing said, you could hear a coarse voice, "I know you, Dr. Deagle. You're an evil man." Really? It even addressed me by my name. And I said, "Yes." And I listened to God literally speaking in my ear. "Yes, I'm an evil man, but I'm covered blood of the Most High, and I have the signet ring of the Creator of the universe, and I speak to you." And God said, "Tell him who he is in my kingdom, and it'll leave." And I started pronouncing over him, "You will lay on hands, you will tell him the truth, you will cast out demons, you will provide for the sick and elderly." And all of a sudden he says, "Shall you cast us out before the appointed time?" The whole chorus of them. And I kept repeating in what God told me to say. And all of a sudden there's a big flash of light, literally. And he jumps up and starts doing cartwheels all over the stadium. And people said, the guy that drove me all around Des Moines said, "Deagle, you're an evil man." I said, "You ever hear about the story about Nicodemus? He had all the wealth and he came to Jesus. What should I do?" He said, "Give up all your wealth and follow me." You got to give up everything. You got to put your life on the line. You got to realize that at some point, like I have through years of being a pro-life real Christian after being a son of hell, you're going to receive more than your share of evil. Look at Roy Moore. Pro-life, wants to end abortion, wants to bring God back into schools and the courts. He actually got removed from the court just for having the Ten Commandments. Do people understand just how much persecution and hell I've received for trying to be a son of the Most High God and hear and do His will, which is the Shema? Which is not an easy thing. And by the way, you're not saved, and once saved, always saved. That's another, you know, you don't get a credit card with God, you're going to get a ticket to get in. If you don't continue to the last moment of the last mitochondria that shuts down, your last oxygen molecule leaves, you're not saved. So that's my testimony, people. Roy Moore's a real man, and if Donald Trump stands up for him, when we end abortion, God will say, "Praise America, I will preserve it, not destroy it," because we're hanging by a thread. The Constitution, the rights of the people, the nation. In fact, I'm going to make a prediction. If Roy Moore falls and Donald Trump is impeached or assassinated and is the last president of the United States, the next leader of America will be the Beast. It'll be the most evil man or woman that ever drew breath on earth, and the most evil one I've ever met on earth is Hillary Clinton. I call her the Hildebeest. So what do you think of that testimony?
Well, I think people need to hear this, Dr. Bill. We're not getting into better days through these perversions. Perversion is going to bring destruction on the land.
Yeah, and the perversion happens because we violate God's sanctification of marriage. The only institution, the only thing he sanctified as holy was the relationship between a man and woman to bring him children. Isn't that amazing?
Yes.
And by perverting that, we've created the LGBT. We are eventually going to have 93% of all abortions on earth are not defective, Down syndrome, syndrome X, or anything else. No. They're women. 93% of abortions on earth, if you go to Toronto or Vancouver or Brussels or wherever, they're doing ultrasounds to make sure they have a handle. And if they're a little girl, they have a much higher chance of dying all over the world. Did you know that? 93% of all abortions are just female. Nasty, eh?
No.
Yeah.
I've never heard that, but I'll believe what you're saying.
Yeah, pretty awful. I've been deep in this battle for a long time. And it makes me so angry. Praise God, we're going to get the truth out.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.